another six pack in. I can feel the rumble like a cold black wind. It pulls in the drive, gravel flies. He don't.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton's in a federal courthouse in Maryland. He was indicted Thursday on 18 felony counts for allegedly mishandling classified information. He called the indictment nothing but retribution and part of President Trump's campaign to intimidate his opponents. ABC's Pierre Thomas says
Bolton and his attorneys claim no crime has been committed, but Bolton is under serious legal threat. Each of those 18 counts carries a maximum penalty of 10 years in jail.
Today, President Trump meets with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House. On Thursday, he spoke with Russia's Vladimir Putin for more than 2 hours and agreed to another meeting that's expected to come in Turkey. Hundreds of people have been airlifted out of rural Alaska villages that have been devastated by flooding that's killed one person and left two others unaccounted for. And Ford's recalling over 290,000 vehicles because of rearview camera system problems. This is ABC News. The Gaza ceasefire continues to hold, but reports suggest aid distribution is slow.
A flood of humanitarian aid has been promised for Palestinians in Gaza after the signing of that historic agreement between Hamas and Israel, but so far a surge has not materialized. Trucks are entering the strip, but several crossings continue to be closed, with reports that Israel is holding back the delivery of aid until Hamas return more bodies of the Israeli hostages inside Gaza. After 2 years of devastating conflict, the UN says that only an enduring ceasefire and the mass flow of aid can ease the suffering in the Gaza Strip. Guy Davies, ABC News in Jerusalem.
The three New York City mayoral candidates met Thursday on the debate stage on WNBC and WNJU-TV. Frontrunner Zoran Mamdani defended himself against the former governor Andrew Cuomo, who's running as an independent.
What I don't have in experience, I make up for in integrity. And what you don't have in integrity, you could never make up for in experience. Yeah.
Mamdani, a state assemblyman, beat Cuomo in the Democratic primary. Curtis Sliwa, the Republican candidate. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
At Straight Talk, we get it. You say no a lot.
Mom, can I get a tarantula?
No.
Coffee?
No. So we're giving you more reasons to say yes, like a free 5G phone with real unlimited data with select plan activation.
Can I use the free phone?
Yes. See, doesn't it feel good to say yes to more?
Absolutely. Face tattoo?
Absolutely not. Available at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Taxes and fees apply. In-store activation of Gold Unlimited plan or higher required. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is accused of keeping the public in the dark over accusations of sexual misconduct or grooming by educators. The Cap Times of Madison found DPI investigated over 200 educators from 2018 to 2023 on accusations of sexual misconduct or grooming behaviors towards students. Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney says he's ready to move on from this week's City Ethics Board decision against him. The panel determined that Dinney violated the city's ethics code when he moved a municipal drop box that the city clerk intended to use to collect completed absentee ballots during the 2024 election into his office. And Wisconsin's elk hunting season kicks off this weekend. It's the eighth season since reintroduction of elk in Wisconsin, and the first year with antlerless harvest opportunities. 13 hunters were randomly selected to participate in this year's hunt.
Help DEA keep our communities safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, Saturday, October 25th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
Transform your bathroom with a beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny and warm for mid-October. There will be a few showers around ahead of a frontal boundary. Highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, an isolated shower in the evening, then becoming mostly clear with lows in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny on Saturday. Highs in the upper 60s. The bathroom you always wanted. Interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
On the way, we're going to talk with Jessica McMahon from Pepin County Land Conservation about the tree sale and the haunted trail coming up Halloween at Holden Park. First, here's Carrie Underwood, an All-American Girl. Good morning.
Since the day they got married, he'd been praying for a little baby boy. Someone he could take fishing, throw the football and be
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning is Jessica McMahon with the Pepin County Land Conservation Office. We're going to talk about a couple of things going on right now with land conservation. And Jessica, good morning. Thank you for joining us. Well, the first thing I want to talk about was the tree sale. This is something for Pepin County landowners. This is kind of a pretty cool opportunity. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so every year we put on the tree sale for our county. Usually we have anywhere from 7,000 to 10,000 trees available. Everything available in the tree sale is a native. So that's kind of what we like to promote here. There is a Square website that you can go out to and place your order. Or if you have any questions, you can call us here at the Land Conservation Office also.
Okay, so tell us about the trees. These are seedlings. These aren't going to be big giant trees where I got to get a backhoe in to plant them.
Right. Nope. These are kind of shovel ready trees. So usually they're 1 to 3 year, just depending on the species. We have cranberry, plum, all kinds of pines, maples, oaks, spruce, kind of whatever you're looking for. They do come in bundles of 25. So one bundle is 25 trees.
So I guess I'll use myself. Okay. So where I'm at, I'm just off of Doro Mills Road. Now I don't have a big, big area. I have a yard. But for 25, okay, I know this is going to sound like a crazy question. I don't plant all 25 in the first hole, right? I have to spread them out a little bit, but they are small. And so that's why I'm kind of wondering, how do we do this to make sure that they actually survive?
Right, right. You got to make sure that the roots are damp. We do send along a starter that you can dip the roots in when you plant. Keep in mind things like power lines, proximity to buildings, that kind of thing. These trees do get big, even though they're small now. So 25 trees would be easily more than enough for your yard. So
now, are they fast growing? I know we have white oak on there and that sort of thing. I've always been told oak, you know, yeah, I can plant one of those today and I'll never see it big because it'll be 30 years before it goes and I'll be fertilizing that tree because I'll be gone.
Right, right. If your deer don't get to your trees, yep, they do kind of range in how fast they grow, but we do have some faster growing ones on here. A lot of people do the tree sale who are planting acres and acres of trees. Obviously, they're not all going to take, but it's a good opportunity to get quite a few trees for your money.
Now, the cost of the trees, is it dependent on the species?
It is, yep, yep. I want to say they're less than $40 a bundle.
Okay.
Yep.
And again, now, folks, if they want to purchase trees, a couple ways they can do that. How can they do that?
Yep. There is a Square website for the tree sale that's listed both on Facebook and our website. Otherwise, you can just call our office, too, and we'll get you set up with whatever you need.
Talking with Jessica McMahon with Pepin County Land Conservation this morning. With the trees, because of our soil, I know by my house it looks dark, but it's sand. Am I going to have extra nutrients to get these trees to take?
So the root gel that we send with the trees is generally the only starter that you'll need. So it's kind of like you dip it in a bucket and then you plant it and just make sure that they're fully watered for a consistent amount of time. The biggest issue is making sure you get them in the ground soon after you get them.
Okay.
Yep.
So it's very critical to do that. Now, how long do people have to order the trees and when are they delivered?
Yes, the tree sale is open now. We sell them up until they're gone. So it could be open until April. Usually end of April, early May is when the trees are delivered to us. I will say that we usually sell out of most of the species, though. So the sooner the better.
Again, so you can check out the Pepin County Land Conservation Facebook page or website as well to find out about the tree sale. Talking with Jessica McMahon with Pepin County Land Conservation. Now we're going to talk about something that's a lot of fun, and that's going to be coming up on Halloween night at Holden Park. And if you haven't been to Holden Park yet, you really need to go check this out because Land Conservation has done such an awesome job of remodeling Holden Park, remodeling not only the campsites, but the trails as well, some new trails. And for Halloween, yeah, it's going to get haunted, a haunted trail at Holden Park on Halloween night. Jessica, tell us about this. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, it's something that we've been wanting to do for some years now, and now we finally have the utilities to be able to do that. So we're going to try to leave the water on until the event. Just for anyone who wants to come down. We're going to have food and drinks by K&K Pop and Stop. It's also going to be parking up top of the hill and walking down. So just so you know, it's a little bit of a hike, but that's what it is. It's a hike, just kind of a walkthrough with different scenes and things to see. Half of it will be kind of PG rated, and then the other half will be, if you're into jump scares, you're kind of okay with Halloween, then you can take the second trail. So
the fun part, where everybody from land conservation gets to frighten county board members and not get in trouble because they're on the haunted trail. That's what we're talking about. I suppose you already have a costume set up or something set up to jump out and scare people?
Well, I don't want to give everything away, but there will be some jump scares involved. Obviously, we don't want to give anybody a heart attack or anything like that. But we do have some other businesses that are kind of joined into this okay. with us. So we have Arkansas Soap Company, and also down in Stockholm, we have Humble Moon. They're both kind of involved in this with us. They're going to be setting up sites. So it's not just us, the brains behind the scenes, but it's a little bit more community focused. We have some other people that have made some donations. Pierce Pepin has donated bags. Arkansas Fair Fish and Game has donated some funding to us. So we're hoping it's successful. So we just would love for people to come out.
And again, this is going to be on Halloween, and things get underway, I think, what, about 4:30?
It's about 4 o'clock. Yep, we decided 4 to 8. That way there's some daylight hours for kids. There isn't a whole lot up here for community events on Halloween, so we just wanted to kind of open it up to every age range, every ability. So 4 to 8.
So again, that's going to be over at Holden Park. That's going to be a lot of fun on Halloween night. And, you know, I bet you would have gotten even more volunteers if there would have been from 7:30 to 8 that night. It's just county board members. I bet you a lot of people would have gotten in on that action saying, oh, I get to, because I would have volunteered even for that. You mean tell me I get to scare Chairman Milliron? Have you now I have to ask, is any county board people though at the same time saying, you know what, I want to be part of the jump scare part?
We have not. They're not behind the scenes. That's not to say they won't come down and visit us, so yeah. We will take every opportunity.
They're going to show up and not tell you to scare you is how that's going to work. I know how this is going to work. It's going to be a lot of fun. You want to definitely check it out. And really, if you haven't had a chance, go over to Holden Park and see all of the new remodeling that they've done to the campsite and to the trails and the picnic tables, everything that they've been able to accomplish down at Holden Park. It is definitely a jewel here in Pepin County. And I have to ask, ever since the opening and the grand reopening this summer, has it been used a lot?
It has been. We've had people come from all over the country, motorcycle groups, church camps, just people passing through and never knew it existed before. So we've had a lot of really good, attendance lately. So, and we're looking for any way that we can have more daytime use things, which is why we're doing this. The candlelight hike on New Year's Eve, that'll be another event that we're hosting. So if there's any suggestion on future events that we can do, we're also looking for ideas for that. So
if I had the money, I'd say I'll dredge out the lake and we'll have a fishing tournament. But that obviously is something because of just the way that lake is, because some folks have even said, Jesus, why can't they do something to the lake? But it's kind of cut off, isn't it?
Yep. It has sedimented in over the years, so it's no longer connected to the Chippewa. It's an oxbow lake. It's just kind of a natural process where things sediment in, and it's unfortunate. But we do still get people that fish out there. Youth fishing contests, I do see some use. So
really?
Ice fishing is a big thing too out there.
Do we know what's in the lake?
Nope.
I bet you she's just saying that because she's got a secret spot and she's not going to give that up. I'm just saying. But again, go on over to Holden Park, check it out. And don't forget, on October 31st, it's the Haunted Trails over at Holden Park. That should be a lot of fun with Pepin County Land Conservation. You're listening to WRDN.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SAVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I saw Star Wars at least eight times, had the Pac-Man pattern memorized. I've seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong. Roger Staubach in my backyard, had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died and my mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Farrah Fawcett hairdo days, bell bottoms and 8-track tapes. Looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something. It was the dawning of a new decade. We got our first microwave. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns off. Took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube, watched MTV all afternoon. My first love was Daisy Duke and them cut-off jeans. The space shuttle fell out of the sky, and the whole world cried. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. Looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. Now I got a mortgage and an SUV, but all this responsibility makes me wish sometimes. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll slip on down. Guess I was wrong, I just don't belong. But then, I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then we'll all be as high as that ivory tower.
With local news, weather, and sports. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I don't know who broke up with who, but she's in here chasing tequila with high noon. Don't know how long she's been moving on. Maybe 5 weeks or 5 minutes, but it can't be too long. And we did that what's your name thing. Where you from and what's your favorite drink? She said, shut up, come and dance with me. And now she's singing, girls just wanna have fun at the top of her lungs. Don't even know she about to wreck someone. And boys, I'm in trouble now, ain't even trying to get out. So come on, baby, take me down, down. She about to happen to me.
finally be the one that got away. But right now I'm taking every second I can take. So we keep talking and we keep drinking, oh, and I keep falling and she keeps on singing. Girl, just wanna have fun at the top of her lungs. Don't even know she about to wreck someone. And boy, I'm in trouble now, ain't even trying to get out. So come on, baby, take me down, 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 yeah. Don't know what happened tonight. Don't know what happened last week. Don't know what happened to her, but she about to happen to me.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, and Russell Dickerson, and Happened to Me, 9:32. I'm Brian Winnikins, and this reminder that the annual Trunk or Treat, the 8th annual Trunk or Treat with Durand Improvement Group coming up on October 25th from 3 to 5 p.m. Now, there'll also be a Halloween party with Durand Improvement Group also on the 25th. That runs from noon to 3 at Memorial Park, then Trunk or Treat 3 to 5 in downtown Durand again on October 25th. Let's run down today in history for this October 17th. 1902, the very first Cadillac was completed in Detroit, Michigan. Okay. Happy birthday to RCA, the Radio Corporation of America, formed on this date in 1919. 1931, noted mobster Al Capone was off to the big house for 11 years. Not for selling bootleg liquor, not for murder, but for not paying the tax man. Yep, he was sentenced to 11 years in prison for tax evasion. 1933, Dr. Albert Einstein moved from Germany to Princeton, New Jersey. 1966, the Hollywood Squares debuts on NBC without Paul Lynde in the center square. That wouldn't be later on. I think a couple of years before he became permanently in the center square. 1979, Mother Teresa was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. 1989, I was watching the World Series at this time when a major earthquake hit San Francisco during a World Series game between Oakland and San Francisco. The quake measured 6.9 on the Richter scale and caused an estimated 270 deaths, 3,000 injuries, and $3 billion in damage. And everybody saw it live on TV during the pregame. In 2000, Pope John Paul and Britain's Queen Elizabeth met at the Vatican. It would be the Queen's first visit to the Vatican in 20 years. 2001, an anthrax threat prompted congressional leaders to close six House and Senate office buildings. 2006, the 300 millionth person was born in the United States. Statistically, it was believed that person was a male child born somewhere in the southwest region of the country. 2006, actor Wesley Snipes was indicted on tax fraud. Snipes and two other men were charged with conspiracy to defraud the IRS. Oops. And yeah, he would go to the big house for that too. In 2018, several public funds that owned shares of Facebook backed a proposal to remove CEO Mark Zuckerberg as the company's chairman. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Market updates being brought to you by Wisconsin Credit Union.
I started making supplements for dairy cows in my garage and selling them to local farmers. Now First Choice Dairy Supply distributes products all across the U.S. and in 50 countries around the world. I'm Tucker Silverhorn, president of First Choice Dairy Supply, and I've been a member of Wisconsin Credit Union for over 20 years. I have a master's degree in organic chemistry. I know how to make these products, but I am not a money person. I need a partner with financial expertise, and that's Wisconsin Credit Union. I trust Wisconsin with all my financial matters because they've done such a good job of bringing different solutions to the table, being open and clear with their communication. As a business owner, I wear a lot of hats. One day I might be working on chemistry. One day I might be developing a new product. The next day I might be doing sales. Next day I might be plowing this parking lot. Having Wisconsin Credit Union come down and spend time with me, that's been really valuable for me. I run the science. They help me run the business.
Wisconsin Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
I can count on Wisconsin Credit Union.
Milk markets are lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, November and December milk down 8, November at 1648, December 1644, January down 5 to 1621, February milk down 11 at 1625. Meanwhile, the triple-digit losses in the live and feeder cattle markets, hog markets also moving mostly lower as well. As the trade was expecting some higher cash markets today, that has not happened. We also have some sharply lower outside markets, especially on the stock market side, over macroeconomic concerns that is weighing heavily on live and feeder cattle markets. Hogs following suit lower. October live cattle down 277 to 241.17. October feeder cattle down 777 to 371.90. December hogs down 42 cents to 82.17. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets, soybeans are moving higher. Wheat relatively flat today as corn and soybeans continue to move mostly higher on chart and technical buying. There's really not anything that's changed from a fundamentalist perspective, but corn and soybean prices are still stuck in that sideways trading range for nearly 2 months. Prices are simply working a little bit higher within the existing trading ranges. Wheat also stuck in a trading range, but just moving slightly lower. December corn up 3/4 to 422.5. November beans up 5.25 to 1016. December wheat down 3/4.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin's Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny and warm for mid-October. There will be a few showers around ahead of a frontal boundary. Highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, an isolated shower in the evening, then becoming mostly clear with lows in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny on Saturday, highs in the upper 60s. The bathroom you always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
A full moon shining bright, edge of the water, we were feeling all right. Back down a country road, the girls are always hot and the beer is ice cold. Cadillac, horns on the hood. My buddy Frankie had his dad hook him up good. Girls smile when we roll by. They hop in the back and we cruise to the riverside. Whoa. Never gonna grow up. Whoa. Never gonna slow down. Whoa. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. Whoa. We were doing it right. Whoa. We were coming alive. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Blue eyes and auburn hair, sitting looking pretty by the fire in a lawn chair. New to town and new to me, a ruby red. red lips was sipping on sweet tea. Shot me a look like a shooting star, so I grabbed a beer and my old guitar. Then we sat around till the break of dawn, howling and singing our favorite song. Whoa, never gonna grow up. Whoa, never gonna slow down. Whoa, we were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. Coming alive. Whoa. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Whoa, never gonna grow up. Ha, never gonna slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. Whoa. We were doing it right. Whoa. We were coming alive. Whoa. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. A 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 barefoot blue jean night. Oh, it's a barefoot blue jean night. A barefoot blue jean night.
Sister cries out from her baby bed. Brother runs in, feathers on his head. Mama's in her room, learning how to sew. Daddy's drinking beer, listening to the radio. Hank Williams sings for Elijah and dear John. And time marches on. Time marches on. Sister's using rouge and clear complexion soap. Brother's wearing beads and he smokes a lot of dope. Mama is depressed, barely makes a sound. Daddy's got a girlfriend in another town. Bob Dylan sings like a rolling stone. And time marches on. Time marches on. Calls herself a sexy grandma. Brother's on a diet for high cholesterol. Mama's out of touch with reality. Daddy's in the ground beneath the maple tree. As the angels sing an old Hank Williams song. Time marches on. Time marches on. Time marches on. Time
keeping advertising dollars local. We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I'm sitting in traffic for the fifth year in a row. Wasting my time just to get where I don't even want to go. I started jotting things down. Cream sack. Everything I do, if I could leave this place and never look back. I wanna do it all. Visit Paris in the fall. Settled down with the love of my life. Brought little babies to sleep at night.
Pistol on his hip, climbed up and took hold of.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Luke Combs and back in the saddle. I'm Brian Winnikins. And this reminder, the City of Mondovi's bulk item pickup day is coming up on Friday, October 24th throughout the City of Mondovi. Now, there's a maximum of 2 items per residence. For more information, call Mondovi City Hall. Well, it's that time of year again. We've talked a little bit about this. Bears are getting ready to hibernate, so they're eating a lot of stuff. And if they need to, well, they're going to start breaking into places. Gym owner in Aspen, Colorado says a pair of black bears broke into his business Tuesday night. Ajax Fitness owner David Mills says surveillance showed the videos pulling open a door to get in. Now, the bears did not want to work out. That would defeat the purpose. They went after protein shakes and the protein mix. Again, Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials say the bears are trying to consume as many calories as they can for their upcoming winter nap.
Hikey Pharmacy, your locally owned pharmacy, has the immunizations to help keep you and your family going. Hikey Pharmacy offers flu, COVID, RSV, shingles, and other immunizations and honors most prescription plans, including Medicare. So Medicare Part B recipients could get their shots for free. Get your immunizations from Hikey Pharmacy at 213 West Main Street in Durant or call them at 715-672-5202. Hikey Pharmacy. Downtown Durand.
For 5 generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home. Our family serving your family for years to come.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the Relief Hotline at 800-466-1142. 800-466-1142. 800-466-1142.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Chevelle is this. Two boys come here to race for just a kiss. Now don't you wanna know what I got underneath my hood? I know she might sound like she's missing, buddy, she could teach you a lesson. Just a quarter mile, and I'll smoke you good. In my
Chevrolet. She's a rocket. She was made to burn.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Kathy Matea, 455 Rocket. 9:58. Thank you to Jessica McMahon with Pepin County Land Conservation for joining us this morning. If you missed that interview about the tree sale and the haunted trail at Holden Park, you can check that out on the podcast page of our website at realcountry1430.com. Just go to the podcast tab and you'll find it there. Happy National Pasta Day today. Oh, yeah, let's load up on the carbs and celebrate one of the world's most beloved foods. Now, actually, the entire month of October is National Pasta Month, by the way. Of course, pasta coming from Italy. The first reference dates back to 1154 in Sicily and then was first in England in 1874. Typically, it's made from an unleavened dough of durum wheat flour. The flour is mixed with water or eggs, formed into sheets or various shapes that can be served fresh or dried or stored for later use. You know, like for spaghetti. Macaroni and cheese. There you go. I kind of like that. And also, you know, or Rhonda's favorite, lasagna. Lasagna. Not a lasagna fan. Nope, don't like the lasagna. Sorry. But spaghetti, we'll do that. So have yourself a heaping up and a pasta tonight during this National Pasta Day today. Be listening for Durand, Arkansas, Mondovi boys football tonight. Final game of the regular season. The Advent Health Panther preview at 6:45. Kickoff at 7 tonight here on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. I'm Brian Winnikids. Make it a great Friday.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky heads to the White House today. He has been requesting Tomahawk missiles from President Trump, but ABC's Mary Bruce says his request may have been thwarted yesterday when Russia's Vladimir Putin spoke by phone with the president.
Trump has suggested he's open to it, but he also says he discussed it on the phone with Putin yesterday, who, not surprisingly,